Hello again, and welcome to the podcast today. It is the 23rd of March, 2021. Joanne with you for a little bit. Hope you can hear the smile in my voice because we're going to be talking about freedom and deliverance today. And just really excited about what I have to share. I heard something a week or two ago, you know how we tell testimonies, except he was saying it was a bragamony. And so sometimes when we share our testimonies, we have to be sure we're not just kind of patting ourselves on the back and bragging. And I just prayed a quick prayer before starting the podcast. I'm like, okay, Holy Spirit, help this not to be a bragamony. Help it to be a testimony that brings glory and honor and praise to Jesus Christ, because he's our healer and he's our deliverer. And he's doing something fresh and new in one of the groups that I'm in, where we have been receiving healing among ourselves, but guess what? It's for others too. And so we're having opportunities to pray for other women, deep inner healing things, deliverance ministry. And it's so neat to see Jesus set people free. It's so neat to see the Holy Spirit just minister in a powerful way. And so we're just overwhelmed. We're overcome by this incredible love of God. And we want to steward it well. We want to carry it well. And we're just giving him praise for it. But anyway, we're going to talk about Jesus setting the captives free. We had someone come last night asking for prayer. The Lord had revealed to her in worship something that she needed some help with. And so start out these sessions proclaiming what Jesus proclaimed about his ministry that you find in Luke chapter 4. It is the prophecy that was given in Isaiah 61, where he said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison, releasing those who are bound, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed by the devil." That's what he was talking about. "To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Because, you know, the church, we're saved. All of our sins have been forgiven, past, present, future. I mean, we're just guaranteed this inheritance because we've been given the Holy Spirit. But how many of you know there can be things of the past that still are just kind of dangled over a person's head, and it can be a heavy weight? And Jesus wants them set free from the weight of those things. They've been forgiven of the sin. They just need released from the kingdom of darkness, where it still wants to hold tight either to their memories or to their emotions, or just that sense of guilt or shame that they've been left with. And this is what Jesus has come to do. He's come to set people free from the bondage and the chaos of the enemy. And so through deliverance, you know, he said to his disciples, "Heal the sick, cast out demons." In Mark 16, he said, "These signs shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, they will recover. They shall cast out demons." And so this deliverance from the kingdom of darkness is what Jesus will do to help set us free from those bondages and those chains. If you look at the children of Israel in Egypt, they came into bondage underneath that Pharaoh, and the taskmasters were cruel. I mean, it was hardship. And what God did to deliver the children of Israel from Pharaoh and from Egypt was a foreshadow of what Jesus Christ, the Messiah, would do. It's what he does for us. He delivers us from bondages, and he walks us through cleansing waters. And we'll be talking about that. He takes us through the cleansing waters. This young woman that we prayed for last night, I was able to message her this morning, and it was like the Lord was showing that she was untied from the millstone. You know, it's like she was underwater and couldn't breathe. I mean, just this heavy weight holding her down. And so here comes her sisters to clip her free and to set her free. And it was like she popped to the surface of the water and she's finally able to breathe. When Holy Spirit touched her, I mean, she was just, breathing. It was like she was catching her breath. And so Jesus just did an amazing work. Yeah, he's worthy of praise. He sets us free. Why is it important? Well, in the book of James, you know, if you've got something from your past that's just weighing you down, you might need your brothers and sisters to help unwind the grave clothes. You know, like Jesus, he raised Lazarus from the dead, but then he told those around him to unwind him, to loose him and let him go. And so, you know, this is how we love each other well in the body of Christ. It's how Jesus loved us. James 5:16, it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so, you know, what a tender and vulnerable place to go into, you know, before, you know, the body of Christ or just a select few to pray you through something. Why would you want to resurrect something from the past? You think, why would I want to go back and confess something that Jesus has already forgiven me of? Well, it's because if there's still that heavy weight and that guilt and that shame attached to it, Jesus wants you free from that. And you might need your brothers and sisters in Christ to help set you free. Galatians 6, 1 and 2, brothers and sisters, if any man or woman is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. You know, if they've got that heavy weight on them, if they've got that heavy chain, he's saying, hey, help them bear that. You know, maybe even set them free, cut them loose. And so Jesus will give us opportunities to do that if we will rise up and be the deliverers. Okay, we get delivered ourselves, but then he sets us free to deliver others. Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. That's John 8:36. So if you are needing freedom from something, here's a couple of suggestions. Reach for someone who's got some broad spiritual shoulders. Okay, you don't want to go to a young Christian. You don't want to go to someone who is younger than you and impressionable unless Holy Spirit specifically tells you to. You really want to reach for someone who is mature in the faith, who's been around the track a few times. They've got the shoulders, they've got the capacity to hold you up and to bear you up in that. Okay, reach for spiritual maturity. And I also suggest that you would reach for someone who has the fruit of love in their life, okay? Because love covers a multitude of sins is what the Bible says. Someone who will love you through the process. As I said, you know, I messaged this person this morning just asking how they were doing. I said, you know, it's like I'm seeing you were clipped from the millstone, you popped to the top of the water where you could breathe. I said, now you just have to swim to shore. You know, we're with you. And so it's just so beautiful to see someone set free. And that's what she felt this morning. She says, I'm free. Hallelujah. You know, if you can, you know, just, I want you to picture Jesus on the cross, you know, with his body, his skin shredded, the crown of thorns in his head. He's been punched in the face, the nails in his hands and his feet, you know, everything, how he was beaten with rods, everything that he endured, he paid the price for our freedom. Okay. And it's through that, it says in Romans 6:22, but now having been set free from sin and having become slaves to God, we have the fruit to holiness, the end, everlasting life. Jesus has come to set us totally free. Okay. I was thinking today about, you know, the children of Israel being delivered from the bondage of Egypt and how they came through the Red Sea. Okay, that picture of the cleansing waters. Okay, the only problem was the enemy tried to follow them there, and that's dumb. You know what happened? God closed the waters in on the armies of Pharaoh. Their chariot wheels fell off, and they tried to get out. They realized they'd made a mistake. It was too late. You know, the devil cannot pass through deliverance. That's what it boils down to. When God makes the way of deliverance for a child of God, the enemy cannot follow you there. Okay? You come through on the other side. It says in Exodus 15, verse 1, Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. So I'll tell you what, it may sound like a horse and a rider coming after you, but he's drowned in the sea. He gets drowned. Okay, totally destroyed. And we just need to worship and praise Jesus when he sets us free, or when he sets a brother or a sister free. All right. Let's see what else we got. Psalm 35, verse 10. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you? Delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him. Yes, the poor and needy from him who plunders him. This is Psalm 18, verses 16 and 17. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. You see, there's some battles that are bigger than us. And the enemy is strong, and that's why we need our brothers and sisters to gang up on him. Okay. And Jesus says, wherever two or more are gathered, there I am in the midst. Jesus was so present last night. And I'll tell you what, when my sister was able to release this and release the shame to the Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit just flooded her. And I mean, she was just breathing in and breathing out, and it was just such a special moment to see the Holy Spirit fill her. You know, as one thing went out, here he came. He just came right in and filled her up. So we're just giving praise to God. It says in 1 Peter 1:8, let me find that one. Says G about Jesus. We haven't seen him, but we love him. Oh, and believe in him. We rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and full of glory. Amen. All right, let's see where we are in this process. Radio, it was just fun to share some of these things on radio, reminding people that Jesus has come to set us free. And the word that really spoke to me was unstoppable. You know, that this freedom that Jesus is bringing his church into right now, this inner healing and this breakthrough and this deliverance, it's unstoppable. And I felt like he was saying, you know, once it starts, once the deluge starts, it is unstoppable. If you can think about water that's been held back, and then the dam breaks. And once this water comes rushing forward, I mean, nothing can stop it. If anything is in its way, the water will just go around it. But by golly, that cleansing water, that deluge is going to flow. And I felt like that was the Lord's word to me, is that it has started and it is unstoppable. And this is special to me because there's a passage of scripture that I leaned on years ago, 2 Samuel chapter 5. Because David, becoming king, he had his first battle with the Philistines. And he said, let me see if I can find this verse 20 of 2 Samuel 5. And he said, so David went to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water. And that's exactly what that breakthrough is. It's that cleansing water of the Lord that just totally annihilates the enemy. It just cleans up all the stuff from the past, anything that the enemy would want to hold over us that would make us feel shameful, guilty, or dirty. And here comes that cleansing water. just to clean it all up, and we get to go free. So let's just talk about Jesus for a minute. Because healing comes through Jesus, deliverance, it comes through Jesus. And I always take time to share with people, that we really can't receive salvation, deliverance, and healing apart from Him. There's a lot of things that we can go to in the world, to try and get better. But Jesus said in John chapter 15, I'm the vine. And you have to abide in me in order to bear fruit. And so, this position of the cross, being buried in the tomb, the resurrection from the dead through Jesus Christ, we cannot separate ourselves from Jesus Christ and have these things flowing. It only comes through Jesus Christ. Now, I love to get fired up about Jesus. I love to get other people fired up about their love for Jesus Christ, because he warns us in the book of Revelation, don't leave that first love. We stay in love with Jesus because through Him comes the healing. Through Him comes the deliverance. Through Him comes the freedom. Through Him comes resurrection life. Amen. A song that was on the vine today kept saying, death don't live here anymore. And so I told the listening audience, just lay a hand on your chest right now and just say, death don't live here anymore. Amen. Death don't live here anymore. I have resurrection life living on the inside of me. I have the power, the presence of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. And He's my freedom. Okay. Freedom doesn't come apart from Jesus Christ. I think so many people try to get to God without going through Jesus. And I mean, Jesus is the doorway. He's the express image of the Father. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Last night before we went into this prayer time with this person, it was like I saw the hand of the Lord reaching for the wrist. And I heard the word bond. Think about your bond with Christ. If you were to grab someone by the hand and pull them, that's one thing. But man, if you were to grab onto their wrist and where they grabbed onto your wrist, that's a much stronger bond. It's like, I am not going to let you go. Okay. I'm not going to let go of your hand. And even if there was any slipping, it's like you can't let go if the palm of your hand is below those bones of around the wrist. I mean, there's just a locking grip right there. And I felt like that's what Jesus was saying. I'm going to grab on and grab onto this bond, and He's going to pull us out. So a little bit of a personal testimony, just from my past. There was a period in my life that I felt like it was just completely hopeless, that I could never get back to my relationship with Jesus Christ. Because, I'd walked in a spirit-filled relationship and took a horrible, horrible fall. It kept me down for 10 years. And in that 10-year time, I was still going to church, but I really believed it was too late for me. But I had these two boys I was raising, and I wanted them, to be connected to the Lord. So, I kept, going with my family, taking my children to events. And they were in this Easter production that was at the church. And I would take them to practices. They would be on stage, dressed up in their costumes. And standing by the sound booth one night, someone turned to me and said, Joanne, are you involved in, this Easter production? I said, no. And a young man who had been with the church just less than 5 years, he was kind of responsible for the media. He turned to me and said, it's not too late. And I can't tell you what I experienced in that moment, because I felt like it was too, all that time I felt like it was too late for me. And when he spoke those words, it's not too late, I knew I was hearing the Lord, and he went and got me a CD. And so for the next 2 weeks, I got ready and became part of that Easter production. But I felt like today, you know, that, you know, even if you feel like there's a weight of your past, you're saved. All your sins are forgiven. But, you know, still carrying around the weight of something, it's not too late. It's not too late to get rid of that. Jesus wants to free you. And he's the doorway. We go through him. Freedom is through him. And he leads us right into right relationship with the Father. And that's exactly what this young woman was reaching for. She just wanted that relationship, you know, deeper with her Father, with nothing hindering, with nothing standing in the way of communication. Okay? So it's not too late. It's not too late to turn your life over to Jesus. It's not too late to have him free you from things that may be weighing you down. Maybe you want snipped away from that millstone so you can breathe again. I'm going to wrap it up with this one verse, and it's found in Romans chapter 5. It's verse 1. It says, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done with us." Peace with the Father. You know, he wants us to be reconciled and to enjoy that peace. And that was what he did last night. We saw him move in a mighty way, filling our sister with perfect peace, perfect shalom. So I just release that over you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, that heavy weights be lifted off my brothers and sisters, that the oppressed go free, be released in the name of Jesus. Let the peace of God just flood you afresh, okay? God loves you, and I'll be back again. Until next time.